welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began this week, seeing ourselves as God sees us. And for those of you who perhaps have walked with the Lord any length of time, this may be very familiar understanding to you, but we have to understand there are those who have not been in the Lord very long, or they haven't been taught properly what the Word says. And so it's always good to hear and review the very basics of our understanding of Scripture. And so we were looking at the book of Genesis, what God did in the beginning. He created man in His own image and likeness. And when God spoke, the worlds came into existence, and the world and the fullness thereof, and Adam was given the ability also to speak with an authority that reflected the dominion and authority that God had given him, because he was called to name the animals. That was a high privilege because God had created them. That would have been God's right because he was the creator, but he gave that ability to Adam. And in that perfect creation where Adam and Eve were placed, in that Garden of Eden, that paradise, that where there was no sin or sickness, that was nowhere in his creation. It only entered when God saw that man had been not willing to obey him, but took of that fruit. Eve took it, ate of it, gave it to her husband. And, you know, if God had wanted man sick, he would have created sickness in the beginning and put it along with the rest of his creation. Well, that might sound very foolish to us, to those who know and understand God, his character, his nature, but logically, wouldn't that be true? But he did not want Adam to be sick or enslaved to this world. He created him to rule over this beautiful earth. And he didn't create Adam with sickness in his body or the potential for death. But Adam was told, in the day that you eat of that tree, ye shall surely die. That would not happen unless they ate of that fruit. There was no sickness, no death to wear out Adam and Eve's bodies. And in the fact, when they did eat it, they didn't die in that day. However, the fact is death entered in, and though they lived many years afterwards, nonetheless, the word of the Lord was true, and death eventually claimed them. So the first thing that happened, when Eve told Satan, God said not to eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, else they would surely die. How did Satan respond? He said, ye shall not surely die. He directly contradicted God. No wonder Jesus said he's the father of lies. And in that moment, the crowning glory of God's creation committed their act of universal treason. And for the shock of their fall surely had to be felt throughout the universe, as well as in the earth, because all of earth, not only the natural creation, the plants, the trees, all the flora, if you will, but the fauna, all the animals experienced the result of that rebellion. And you know, the creator, the life giver, the God of all love had to become judge. He had to fulfill what he said would happen. God is a just God. Therefore, God had to carry out the execution order, if you will. Adam and Eve were banished from the physical, visible presence of God, and they were put out of Eden. In fact, there was a cherub with a flaming sword preventing them from re-entering it. And their position was now that of a fallen creature. And in fact, the animals and all the wildlife, the birds, the fowl, the fish of the sea, they may have had more physical power than Adam. I mean, God made them in his perfect design and creation. But from that time on, the human race was put in an adversarial role or position, if you will, because sin and disobedience had entered that perfect realm of God's creation. And when Adam deliberately disobeyed God, after he listened to Eve, who had been deceived, Satan began his reign of death and destruction in the earth. And the whole human race came under the curse. Why is that? Because we are all his children, were his bloodline, if you will. And the whole human race also became partakers with Adam in their existence, if you will, as fallen creatures. We are the children of Adam and Eve. So let's look at our position today. Down through the centuries, the earth, the animal, vegetable, mineral, human kingdom suffered through the death throes of a fallen existence, separated from the presence of God. Now, man had a fallen nature. His thoughts grew increasingly evil each day. He grew more vile and more rebellious. And, of course, remember that God, it grieved God that he created man. Remember the great flood that God sent in the time of Noah? But one day in God's divine schedule, and he promised it to Adam and Eve, God sent forth the seed, if you will, the seed of the woman, which would bruise the head of the serpent, as God said in the beginning in Genesis 3:15. Genesis 6 and 5 states, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." And that seed, which would bruise the head of the serpent, or Satan, and destroy him, was Jesus, the Messiah, the Adonai of God. 1 John 3 and 8 states, "For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." The Lord Jesus Christ defeated Satan, and openly, before the whole universe, before the high court of heaven, and before the high judge of the universe, God Almighty, brought that vile creature, Satan, to his knees and defeated him once and for all. Praise God, Jesus Christ became our ransom to pay for our freedom from the clutches of Satan. Jesus was the Lamb of God, which was slain before the foundation of the world for our sins. His blood, the blood of the perfect Lamb of God, was counted worthy to atone for that horrible, rebellious, world-shattering, destroying fall that occurred in the very beginning of God's creation of man. So, beloved, we are now no longer helpless before Satan. We are no longer mere mortals, humans, cringing before the ruthless, dark workings of a God-hating, God-resisting tempter. We have passed from death unto life. We've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. So, positionally, we are no longer under the control of the devil. Positionally, we are no longer a fallen creature in God's image when we accept the atoning blood, the atoning sacrifice, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. So, beloved, once again, God was able to look on the earth and saw that, you know, it was void, it was without form, of the form of his holiness and beauty. So he spoke again. He said, "Let there be light." But this light was to light the pathway of men. This light was not just the natural light of the earth, but it was the light of Jesus Christ, which would shine down from Calvary's cruel cross and point the way to every man and woman who would turn to Jesus so they could come to the Father. Jesus Christ's bridge that awful gap which had been so hideously taken, which occurred when that fellowship with the Lord had been broken. God's beautiful love and power that had existed when Adam walked and talked with God. When Adam fell, that was broken. But now, once again, man could enter into fellowship with God. Once again, God would come down and talk with his creation. When Adam and Eve sinned, they lost the glory of God which covered them, that glory that was resident within them by the very hand of God. Remember, God made Adam, formed Adam out of the very dust of the earth. Think of this. He spoke the world into existence. He spoke the animals. He spoke everything that was in the earth, but he formed man with his own hands out of the very earth that he had created. And he took Eve out of the rib of Adam. So we can see even the very creation, he didn't speak them into existence. He formed them with his own hands, praise God. And this was the glory that was resident within them and on them by the very personal creation of the hands of God. Well, I see my time has just flown away, and we will continue this tomorrow as you're able to join me. If not, you can always go to the Unveil Christ website and click on the broadcast, and they are archived there, so you could listen anytime at your convenience. But I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. It's a beautiful ministry. I look forward to hearing from my partners to know how God has answered prayer, what new needs are present in their lives. And it's a true ministry of intercession. It's one of the joys of my life to be able to answer the mail and share your burdens in prayer before the Lord. And God answers in wonderful ways. Praise God. So I do invite you to write down the contact information which the announcer is going to give. And if you email, I invite you to share your mailing address, never to be shared. I know some ministries, they obviously share their mailing list, but we have never done that. It's a personal commitment between you and the Lord and Unveil Christ. So thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.